This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 19, 2017. Sean Horgan writes in today's Gloucester Times, Hurricane Jose is expected to arrive off the New England coast sometime Tuesday, and if the majority of forecasts hold, Cape Ann could be spared from its most ferocious winds, rain, and storm surge. Still, a hurricane is a hurricane, and they tend not to be nature's most predictable children, according to Sean Horgan. So fishermen, lobstermen, and those who make their living along the Gloucester waterfront have closely tracked the storm system in case of emergency measures. On Monday, several lobstermen, such as Joe Mondello of the Tully 4 and Sam Harrington of the Lady Marie, opted to move gear out to deeper waters to keep it from getting damaged by any inshore surge. Others, such as John Del Torchio of the Amber and John, decided to leave his gear in place and ride it out. He's quoted as saying, "It's better to be safe than sorry." NOAA's National Hurricane Center issued an updated advisory at about 2 p.m. on Monday that said Jose, located 490 miles south of Nantucket and 265 miles east-southeast of North Carolina's Cape Hatteras, was moving north at about 9 miles an hour with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. More on this story written by Sean Horgan in today's Gloucester Times. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, slow, small natural gas leaks are sidelining Salem City plans to plant trees, and local leaders are calling for action to pressure utility companies to plug those leaks. The Salem City Council is sending a letter to Beacon Hill urging legislators to support a bill that would prevent natural gas customers from paying for leaked and unaccounted for gas, a measure councilors hope will prompt National Grid to fix the leaks, which are suspected of killing trees in Salem. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. The suspended Ipswich fire chief was in court yesterday, and he is now headed for treatment. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, Salem News staff writer Julie Manganis writes on today's front page of the paper that Ipswich fire chief Gregory Gagnon allegedly threatened to shoot his wife in the head and warned that if she called police, guns will be blazing when they get here, according to a police report filed in court. It was the latest in a series of troubling incidents over the past year as Gagnon's 17-year marriage crumbled under the strain of a new job, his wife told Draket police. Gagnon, 41, of Draket, pleaded not guilty to the strangulation charge Monday during his arraignment in Lowell District Court, his second court appearance since Friday, when he was initially arraigned on domestic assault and witness intimidation charges. After Middlesex Assistant District Attorney Suzanne Contz filed a request to keep Gagnon in custody as a danger, she and Gagnon's lawyer, Christine DeBernardis, reached an agreement for Gagnon's release to a mental health treatment facility in Brattleboro, Vermont. DeBernardis waived a hearing on the question of dangerousness. Judge Ellen Gallo approved the plan under which Gagnon was to be immediately driven to the program by a friend who was in the court. Once he is discharged from that program, Gagnon will be under house arrest at the home of that friend, monitored by a GPS bracelet. Gagnon had been suspended from his job without pay, but after yesterday's proceedings, the town changed that to a sick leave for the duration of his commitment to the treatment center. Town manager Robin Crosby said the status is subject to further review. Gagnon was ordered to surrender any firearms that were not already taken by police following the issuance of a restraining order last Thursday, and to refrain from using alcohol or drugs. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the Salem High School is transforming, but you cannot see it from the outside. A school once known for declining enrollment has students taking SATs during the day on the district's dime and now offers internships so soon-to-be graduates can get their feet wet in the working world before ever getting a college acceptance letter. This is just the beginning of Salem High School Reimagined. District leaders updated the school committee Monday night on the retooling of the high school to put a new emphasis on career choices and college preparedness. The work comes out of a planning process that took the last couple of years and helped and heaps of public input to develop programs and plans to overhaul Salem Public Schools. That focused in part on several areas called pillars. Officials are quoted as saying reimagining the high school experience was one such pillar. Those on hand received a packet that contained an overview of the future high school's part of the strategic plan. More in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. And from the Daily Item, Catholic Charities North's Friends Feeding Families campaign and the new Catholic Charities Food Pantry at 585 Boston Street in Lynn are benefiting from a regional celebrity chef cook-off. David Titus, Clubhouse General Manager of the Corinthian Yacht Club in Marblehead, Brian Santos, Executive Chef for the Questrom School of Business at Boston University and competitor on Season 13 of Hell's Kitchen, and Michael Pantano, Regional Head Chef of the Cheesecake Factory, squared off in Danvers to help Catholic Charities. The three chefs went face-to-face in a 30-minute competition in which they created a dish using exclusive ingredients found at a Catholic Charities food pantry. Titus came away with the victory. More on this story in today's Item Live. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.